Welcome back to a Monday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. We continue on with our 2023 high school football previews of our metro and area teams today on the show. And we're joined now by Dyke New Hartford High School football coach Don Betts. The Wolverines, coming off of another great season in 2022, went 6-2 in the regular season and made it to the second round of the Class 1A playoffs. And Coach Betts joins us now. Coach, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be talking Wolverines football with you. And I think the place to start is to tell us about your off season, because it's just such an important part, especially when it comes to football, weightlifting, conditioning, whether or not you got your team maybe to a camp or a 7-on-7. What can you tell us about the off season?
Well, I think we had an awful darn good off season. Our young men hit the weight room after last season, and were pretty diligent about what they did. They worked hard in there, made a lot of strength gains, and worked a lot on speed and agility. And I feel real good about what we've done in terms of player development with those guys. As far as summer activities, we didn't do any 7-on-7 or team camps. We did have a couple of practices of our own where we got together and did some install, some OTA type stuff. We're feeling pretty good about where we're at right now. We did a camp the week before practice started for our own camp and got a lot of install done, and like what I see so far.
That's good to hear, and it does make me think, because you had a number of graduations off of last year's team. Not that you necessarily want it to be a reason for guys to maybe give you a little extra, but perhaps there's a chip on a bunch of guys' shoulders knowing that there's these opportunities that seem to exist for guys to step into bigger roles on this team.
Absolutely. We graduated a ton of talented seniors last year, and the current group of seniors, this year's seniors, a lot of those guys have kind of been waiting their turn behind some of those guys, and this is their opportunity now to show what they can do. And we've got a junior class that has big numbers in it, a lot of good athletes, and I think they're hungry and chomping at the bit to get an opportunity also. So that's made for some great practices, some great competition in terms of even our lifting program. Mm-hmm. And guys pushing themselves to see if they can be in that mix when we take the field in week one.
I wanted to ask you about practices so far. You know, your team's got a number of them under their belt, and albeit not hardly any, or maybe just a few with full pads on. So in that period, Coach Betts, where you're not in full pads, what have you and your staff figured out over the years is the best way to utilize that particular portion of the preseason?
Well, we spend a lot of time on two things before we get all padded up and can really get after each other. The first of those is our install. We try to get all of our offense, defense, special teams all installed during that amount of time so that we've got a little bit more time on our hands, because we aren't doing the contact stuff. So we try and get all of that done. The other thing we really focus on is technique for kids. We really break a lot of things down and spend a lot of time working on technique. You don't have to have contact to work on hand placement and eyes in the right place and first step and all of that stuff. And we spend a lot of time working on that before we get all padded up.
Dyke New Hartford High School football coach Don Betts, our guest right now on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. The Wolverines looking to replicate and build off a success from a season ago. But as coaches touched on here, it'll require a bunch of new faces stepping up. And we'll dig in on that here in a little bit. But Coach, you know, in talking about full pads coming on at practice, I remember what it was like being in high school. Everybody gets pretty pumped up when full pads come on. So is it safe to say you kind of got to watch that and make sure that you're managing it in a way where the aggressiveness doesn't overcome execution?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, you want the kids to be aggressive. You want the kids to be physical. And a lot of kids, you know, you put the pads on and they want to show you right away. But you can't do that at the expense of execution. You can't do that at the expense of going above and beyond where you should be. And And sometimes you have to tone a kid down a little bit, but for the most part, our kids over the years have done a pretty good job of managing that. And we'll keep our eye on it as we go through this week, but I think our kids will be pretty good as far as that's concerned.
How about Coach Betts when it comes to what's most important for you and your staff and your players to remember from last season? Obviously, every season's new. You want to approach it with fresh eyes. But what can you tell us in terms of what is, do you think, is most important to remember about last season and then therefore apply to this one?
I think the most important thing that we've talked about as a staff and then with our team is that I didn't feel that we made as much progress from the beginning of the year to the end of the year that we really wanted to. You know, we constantly push our guys to get better, 1% better every day. You know, were you better today than you were yesterday? And I thought we kind of plateaued a little bit last year with that. So that's the thing that we've taken that we're really doubling down on this year with this group of young men is, you know, we've got to get better. And you know, that's not just a saying. You know, this year we do have to get better because we're so inexperienced everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But our focus really is on, are we doing it better than we did it yesterday? You know, what did you do today that was better than yesterday? Before practice, what are you going to focus on today to try to get better at than you were yesterday? And I think that's the big takeaway. You know, we didn't make as much progress, I thought, last year as what we had hoped for. So we've really doubled down on that this year.
And how do you think that plays itself out, Coach Betts, in terms of the mental versus physical side of things? Because obviously, especially nowadays in football, everybody is so aware of the physical toll. And, you know, teams aren't practicing in full pads, some not at all during the week, some just one day a week. There's the management of just the workload itself, pads or no pads. Just basically trying to dig in on, you know, what's the best way when it comes to the, you know, the brass tacks of practicing to work on getting better.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, and we're really big out at Dyke New Hartford on technique. And that was an impression that was made upon me back when Coach Arusha was on our staff. Mm-hmm. He was such a technician. Great technician with his offensive linemen, and working, having the opportunity to work with him when he was an assistant out here, it just left a real impression on me that you've got to work on your technique. And technique work doesn't always have to be full speed physical stuff. It's things that you can work on at a slower pace or maybe not a full 100% physical. And we kind of manage things that way. It's just focusing on that technique stuff a lot. I mean, there are times you've got to strap it up and you've got to go and you've got to see who wants to get after it and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to manage that stuff a little bit. The worst thing I think you can do is to beat your own team up during the week.
Yeah.
By having too much of that contact so that on Friday night you're already beat up. It's a long season. A lot of guys get beat up over the course of the season, especially if you're hoping to make a playoff run. You know, you need to be able to manage that part of it, I think, more so today than maybe, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
A few more minutes here with Dyke New Hartford High School football coach Don Betts on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. The Wolverines open their season next Friday at home against Grundy Center. We'll talk about that matchup with Coach before we're done here. But as we touched on earlier, Coach Betts, a lot of graduations from guys that provided a lot to your team last season. Looking at offense, the skill positions, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, you're all going to be looking for guys to step up there in place of departures. So what can you tell us in terms of what those positions look like right now? Who's got the opportunity to step up and produce, and ultimately what that may mean for what the offense will look like?
Well, offensively, we lost four out of our five offensive linemen, and the truth of the matter is if you can't be decent at the line of scrimmage, you're probably not going to have a whole lot of success mm-hmm. over the course of the season. So that's had a lot of our attention so far, and Zach Edelman, who's a returning starter, has kind of been the leader there, and he's done a nice job of bringing guys along. We've still got some battles going on, and as we get into full pads this week, I think that's the area that really will sort itself out. We'll see who wants to be a player on the, at the line of scrimmage. But Tate DeBurr, who's a junior, Lou Texter's a junior, Cal Halverson, Colton DeWall, Cooper Steffen, and then the sophomore, toss sophomore in there, Dawson Dietrich. Those guys have really been getting after each other so far, even with shoulder pads last week. And it'll be fun to see this week how that shakes itself out. But those guys all have an opportunity. Quarterback-wise, everybody's always interested in a quarterback. Colin Meester was the backup last year as a sophomore and really pushed for playing time last year. So he's got the inside track quarterback for us. Michael Walston, he was a returning starter for us last year after Jarek Hall went down with injury. Micah took over for him the second half of the season and playoff run and did a really nice job. And he'll be the bell cow as far as our running game goes. Noah Borcheling has done a nice job so far. Tyson Bennett's done a nice job so far. Cole McCumber has done a nice job offensively. So we've got some backs in there that I think we're going to have to take a look at how we can get guys on the field and get the ball in their hands. So
kind of sounds to me, Coach Betts, like you're going to wait for this offense to kind of tell you what the blueprint needs to be. Albeit, I know you guys kind of got your way that you do stuff around there, but when it comes to the, you know, the finishing touches on things, that seems to be the case, right?
I think so. You know, we're real happy with our skill kids. I mean, even at wide receiver, Carson Costello and Devin Lotz both played last year, sophomores for us, and got some reps. Jace Jensen was a starter on defense, can fit in there as that wide receiver. So we've got pieces. Jack Haynes was our starting tight end last year. He's back. So you know, we've got a lot of pieces, and you're right. We're going to kind of let the offense dictate to us how we do things this year.
And how about your defense? Because just like on the other side of the ball, graduation impacted that group a decent amount. So how are things shaping up on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, we only bring back four guys with any experience. Jack Haynes again, and Zach Edelman at the line of scrimmage, and then Micah Walston started at linebacker, and Jace Jensen started in the secondary. So we're kind of rebuilding there. But what I've really liked and really been impressed with is how our kids get to the football right now. That's always been a hallmark of what we did. Last year, I thought at times that was a bit of a struggle, but our kids are flying around all over the place, and I'm really anxious to see when we get pads on here how that's going to shake out. Jack Severson is going to step in, I think, and play at the inside linebacker position. We won't miss a beat with him in there, and we've got a lot of those kids who I mentioned before who are in the mix to play defensively, and I like the tempo they practice with. I like the way they fly around the field, and as I said, we'll have to put pads on and see how that goes, but I feel good about them right now.
And, Coach, you're going to start with what I think may be able to be called the game of the week across the state of Iowa when you'll play host to the Grundy Center Spartans next Friday. So what would you just say about matching up with Coach Zajac in Grundy Center a week from this Friday?
They've got an outstanding program, obviously. They've got an outstanding group of kids coming back off that state championship game. They are going to be a handful. Coach Zajac and his staff do a great job over there. I've got a grandson who will be a sophomore over there. My son's on their staff. So, you know, there's a lot of familiarity there with the R2 programs. And I think it's a great matchup for us to have every year. You know, we're close enough together. The fans are supportive of something like that. And I think it's a great matchup. But we're going to have our hands full. We're going to have our hands full with Grundy Center, without a doubt.
Well, I'm going to have Coach Zajac on next on the show, and I have a feeling that he's going to tell us that they're going to have their hands full with Coach Betts and Dyke New Hartford. So stay tuned, Coach, if you think maybe I can get a secret or two out of Coach Z.
Well, that would be great. I don't think there are a whole lot of secrets anymore as much as we played no. each other. I think we kind of know each other and whatnot, but he's a good coach. He's a good friend, and you know, other than our game every year, I wish them nothing but the best of luck.
Well, Coach Betts, I wish you and your Dyke New Hartford Wolverines nothing but the best of luck and best of health this season. Appreciate your time on the show today very much, and we'll catch up with you again soon during the season, hopefully after your guys have had a bunch of wins, okay?
That sounds good. Thank you, Cole.